This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The son of late Philippines dictator Ferdinand Marcos won a landslide presidential election victory Tuesday as Filipino voters dismissed warnings his rise could put their fragile democracy at risk. With more than 90% of an initial count concluded, Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr. had secured almost 30 million votes, more than double the tally of his nearest rival, Liberal candidate Lenny Robredo. It's a turnaround for the fortunes of the Marcos clan, who have gone from the presidential palace to pariahs and back again in the space of half a century. In 1986, Marcos Sr. and infamous First Lady Imelda Marcos were chased into exile by the People Power Revolution. Marcos Jr.'s campaign was marked by social media disinformation about his family's brutal and corrupt regime, as well as an embrace of current authoritarian President Rodrigo Duterte, who retains widespread popular support. Rights activists, Catholic leaders, and political analysts had all warned Marcos Jr. could rule with an even heavier fist if he had wins by a large margin. Vladimir Putin called on Russians to battle in a defiant Victory Day speech on Monday, but was silent about plans for any escalation in Ukraine. Inside Ukraine, there was no let-up in fighting, with Kiev describing a stepped-up Russian offensive in the east and a renewed push to defeat the last Ukrainian troops holding out in a steelworks in ruined Mariupol. Monday's annual parade in Moscow was the most closely watched since the 1945 defeat of the Nazis that it celebrates. Western capitals had speculated for weeks that Putin was driving his forces enough to achieve progress by the symbolic date.